Chapter 17.
You know, you could just kill Cat off.
Kish, Sin snapped,
wanting to splinter his servant across the wall behind him.
What? It's been a full week since she left, and all you've done is sulk like a dying cow.
Dying cows don't sulk.
How do you know? Do you make it a habit to hang around dying cows?
Sin glared at the man who was busy trying to clean up his penthouse. For over a week, he hadn't left his couch except to kill demons and hunt for Kassar and his brother. He'd slept on it, eaten on it, and sulked on it, and all in a useless effort to push Cat out of his life. But the truth was, he missed her. He missed the scent of her skin and hair, missed the way her forehead crinkled whenever she thought he was nuts. He missed the sound of her voice, the touch of her hand. Most of all, he missed the laughter they'd shared, her razor-sharp sarcasm. His stomach ached from the emptiness left by her absence. It was a pain so profound that it permeated everything about him. He didn't want to talk to anyone. He had no energy. All he wanted was Cat back. Damn her to hell for that. Kish picked up the pizza box, which still held an untouched pizza, and added it to the garbage.
I'm just saying a dying cow could sulk.
The least you could do is call him a dying bull, Damien said as he entered the room behind Kish. Man his ass up a bit. At least that would be an improvement of the whiny little girl we've had to deal with these last 7 days. Sin shot his hand out and sent a jolt to each of them. They yelped before they went flying.
Anything else you girls want to complain about?
Ow, Kish whined. I think he broke my body.
What part?
My whole body, it all hurts.
Damien pushed himself up on one of the bar stools to glare at him.
Do you even own a mirror?
Sin scowled at him.
What are you talking about?
You. Man, no wonder Cat left you. You smell, your hair is knotted, and you haven't shaved in how many days? Forget fighting the Galu. One whiff of you would kill them.
He looked at Kish as he stood up.
Don't strike a match. The alcohol fumes alone would send him up like a Roman candle.
Shut up,
Sin snarled, as he got up and grabbed the half-empty bottle of Jack Daniels off the coffee table. He headed for his bedroom so that he wouldn't have to put up with their nagging anymore. At least, that was the plan, but the walls were so thin he couldn't help but overhear them.
When was the last time he changed those clothes? Damien asked. I think it was the last time he bathed, the day Cat left.
Sin heard the sound of glasses clinking together. Damien cursed.
How much shit is he drinking?
Let me put it to you this way. I restock the cabinet twice a day now.
Damn! How can he fight the demons and be that wasted?
I think you were right earlier. He strikes a match and breathes at them like a human blowtorch. If it wasn't so sad and probably true, I'd laugh.
Yeah, I hear you. Personally, I stopped laughing when I found this under his pillow.
Sin cursed as he realized what Kish had found, and he went to his bed to quickly verify exactly what was in his hands. Just as he feared, Katra's heinous flannel pajamas. What a pathetic fool he was. He'd been keeping them near so that he could smell her whenever he slept. Her scent had comforted him on a level that was unimaginable. And right now he felt like a jackass at having been found out. But that feeling vanished behind the realization that another man was holding Cat's clothes.